herding like cattle. A few researchers have examined the work and attitude of security analysts with amazing results, particularly when one considers the epistemic arrogance of these operators. In a study comparing them with weather forecasters, Tadeusz Tyszka and Piotr Zielonka document that the analysts are worse at predicting while having a greater faith in their own skills. Somehow the analysts' self-evaluation didn't decrease their error margin after their failures to forecast. Last June, I bemoaned the dearth of such published studies to Jean-Philippe Bouchot, whom I was visiting in Paris. He's a boyish man who looks half my age, though he's only slightly younger than I, a matter that I half-jokingly attribute to the beauty of physics. Actually, he's not exactly a physicist, but one of those quantitative scientists who apply methods of statistical physics to economic variables, a field that was started by Benoît Mandelbrot in the late 1950s. This community does not use mediocristan mathematics, so they seem to care about the truth. They're completely outside the economics and business school finance establishment and survive in physics and mathematics departments or, very often, in trading houses. Traders rarely hire economists for their own consumption, but rather to provide stories for their less sophisticated clients. Some of them also operate in sociology with the same hostility on the part of the natives. Unlike economists who wear suits and spin theories, they use empirical methods to observe the data and don't use the bell curve. Bouchot surprised me with a research paper that a summer intern had just finished under his supervision, and that had just been accepted for publication. It scrutinized 2,000 predictions by security analysts. What it showed was that these brokerage house analysts predicted nothing. A naive forecast made by someone who takes the figures from one period as predictors of the next would not do markedly worse. Yet analysts are informed about companies' orders, forthcoming contracts, and planned expenditures. So this advanced knowledge should help them do considerably better than a naive forecaster looking at the past data without further information. Worse yet, the forecaster's errors were significantly larger than the average difference between individual forecasts, which indicates herding. Normally, forecasts should be as far from one another as they are from the predicted number. But to understand how they manage to stay in business and why they don't develop severe nervous breakdowns with weight loss, erratic behavior, or acute alcoholism, we must look at the work of the psychologist Philip Tetlock.